You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There is a huge and dangerous blood shortage in the United States of America right now. So the Red Cross is saying, look, we are not kidding. We need people to come in and give blood. I think next week is when I'll be doing it. I encourage all of our listeners to do it. And the Red Cross is kind of making it worth your while, because everybody who donates either blood, platelets, or plasma between now and the end of this month will automatically be entered into a grand prize drawing, the winner getting a couple of tickets to the Super Bowl out in L.A. on February 13th.
That's cool. That's a huge prize.
And, Jeremy, there's all sorts of other stuff that goes in there. They're going to throw in, obviously, the round-trip flights, a three-night hotel stay. They'll give you a $500 gift card cover your food expenses and other things. And then you also get tickets to the official NFL tailgate party.
Whoa.
And tickets to this thing called the Super Bowl Experience. So they're really doing it up.
That's really cool.
So just that's
and hopefully
with the
they
Red
didn't
Cross.
Have to pay for any of that. Hopefully the NFL donated all that stuff.
God, I hope so. Yeah, yep. I'm sure they did.
I would hope.
The Red Cross has information, so you can check with them. Speaking of health and mental health and such like that, there's a story going out right now. They interviewed some experts, and they said, if you're going to take a mental health day, by all means, take a mental health day, because we need you to take care of yourself. But they're saying, if you can plan it, try not to do it on a Wednesday.
Really?
Hey, that's today.
Don't do it. Wait.
Don't take today as a mental health day.
Don't you do it.
They have all sorts of various reasons. They said, for one thing, because some people in their mind, they're like, hey, it'll be like a little mini break, you know, between weekends. I'll work Monday, Tuesday, then I'll take off Wednesday, then I come back. And they say, actually, the stress of it and everything, because there's stress on Sundays going back to work. So now you're adding stress on a Sunday and a Wednesday.
Okay.
And then so they say it's better to take either a Monday or a Friday. And they say on top of that, people are more likely to notice if you're gone on a Wednesday than if you take a normal Monday or Friday off.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that prompts people to ask questions then.
Oh.
What's wrong? Why did you take a day
Where
off?
Were you?
Exactly.
None of your business.
So I found that kind of interesting. They're like, if you're going to take a mental health day, don't make it in the middle of the week. That
Smart.
Makes sense. Besides, people like the Monday, Friday better.
Yeah. Long weekend.
We are taking this Friday off, but it has nothing to do with mental health.
No.
But we will not be here on Friday. Get a load of this. I remember when I got the vaccine, both shots. The first one, I didn't have any problems whatsoever. The second one, the next day, I felt really like fatigue.
Yeah,
and I just, same for you, right?
Yeah, the second and third shot got me.
Yeah, the booster did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got the booster on either a Friday or a Saturday. But anyway, the next day I was just in bed all day. I didn't feel like crap. I couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah.
It was just, ugh. Well, now researchers, the smarty pants at Harvard University, Jeremy, they have looked at all sorts of clinical trials. Here's what they've determined. 2 out of 3 times that this happens, the, you know, feeling bad after the vaccine, 2 out of 3 times, it's all in your head.
No, it's not.
They say you're feeling this way just because you're expecting it to happen because everyone has told you.
Hmm.
Instead of calling it the placebo effect, they're calling it the nocebo effect, which is smart. Most of these things are imagined.
I don't believe so. I was down and out.
What are you basing that on?
My own feelings.
Well,
I was down and out pretty good.
That's the point of a placebo effect, ding dong.
No, I was down and out pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying if we just tell people
there's
a placebo
sick.
Effect, they'll hop up out of bed.
No, I'm familiar with my body and how I feel when I'm sick, and I was sick.
Okay, let me take it back. Let me take it back. Everyone but Jeremy,
I
this
think
is
they're
true
full
for.
Of it. I think they're full of it.
Well, the thing about mental stuff.
I understand
like this.
The placebo aspect, though. I get what that is, but.
Well, maybe you don't.
I was genuinely sick.
Well, okay. But the whole thing with the placebo effect is it makes you feel sick.
I don't know.
You do feel sick.
Nah,
but it's not caused by the actual vaccine.
You can't fake being like lethargic, you know, and having a pounding headache.
No, it's not faking it. You
can't
really do research on the placebo effect. It's not making things up. It is causing a physical reaction to something that's going on in your mind.
Right. Oh, I heard you get a headache, and now, oh, I have a headache.
Exactly.
No, I actually had a headache.
But I'm saying you do actually, with the placebo effect.
It was a bad
you
one.
You do get a headache, and you do feel nauseated.
Yeah.
But it's not caused by that. It's caused by a mental stimulation. It's really fascinating stuff. There's all sorts of things about placebo effect that I've read about that are wild. And people, what's fun, what's making me laugh is that everyone who's in this test is like, no, I know, I definitely had
it's
it.
Me.
And they're like, then they show you data and you're like, oh yeah, maybe I was.
I don't know.
It's kind of funny. It's like a macho thing with you, I think.
No, and the thing is, like, I really didn't talk to a bunch of people, and I didn't really hear like too much about how it made you feel. I didn't. I just went and got it. Like, I didn't hear a lot of like what it does to you.
I told you before you got it.
I was like, I'm just gonna go get it. I'm just gonna go get it.
I told you before you got it. We talked about it because I got mine like weeks before you did, and I was like, yes, I told you. The next day, I was in bed all day.
So you jacked me up.
I jacked you up. Look, don't. It's not a. It doesn't take away from your macho. Your machismo.
No, I don't feel that way at all. No, I know I'm macho.
Okay, what else is trending?
Oh, now we don't have time for all the fun stuff. Let's see.
Machine, we can go till 10 o'clock. I don't.
Machine
care.
Gun Kelly is trending, and Megan Fox and their engagement ring. This is making the rounds this morning. It turns out there is. Thorns on the band of her engagement ring, MGK, as they call him on the street, did an interview with Vogue, and he said, the band actually has thorns, so if she tries to take it off, it hurts.
Oh,
quote, love
God.
Is pain. Those two are twisted, aren't they?
I tried to tell you, it's
They're
best
twisted.
For you that you gave her up.
I know, she's a little weird for me, you know. She's super weird.
A little weird.
That's weird.
She's putting thorns on her engagement ring?
Yeah, I don't like that at all. Daniel Radcliffe is in trending, a.k.a. Harry Potter. He's going to star in a biopic, whatever. About
I don't know how
Weird
to pronounce
Al.
It either.
I know. I think it's a biopic about Weird Al Yankovic. It's called Weird, the Weird Al Yankovic story. It's going to be available for
heroes.
Free on the Roku channel. For free! Production begins in February. And yes, growing up, Weird Al was quite influential on me. I had all of his CDs and
another one
laugh.
Rides the bus. You like
so
that
good.
One?
It's so good, man. So I'll be watching that for sure. What else?
Why
this
did
is
they
a,
pick Radcliffe?
I don't know. No
he doesn't
idea.
Look anything like Weird Al.
Little hair and makeup. Well, a little hair and makeup. We'll see what happens.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. This is an annoying story floating around this morning. Some guy in Pennsylvania just hit the lottery for $1 million, but it's the fourth time he's won. He also won $100,000 in 99, $3 million in 2016, and another $500,000 just last year.
Oh,
something smells fishy with this guy.
Does he know someone?
Something's not right with this. I have been going all over the Pinterest style trends for 2022. I've been researching this stuff all morning.
And what have you found?
They've got a lot of data coming out about style trends for this year, and mullets are on the list. Mullets are going to be big here this year. Same with night dresses, bedazzled accessories. I've been wearing those for years.
What's a night dress?
It's like a nightgown, maybe. Easy sleeping in that. Tooth gems.
For guys?
Ooh. I couldn't do that.
I guess anyone.
I'd be twisted up in it.
Listen, if you go back and you look, you know, in the 19th century and stuff.
Ebenezer Scrooge wore one. Hey.
You know, Ebenezer Scrooge and everything. They all wore their little night dresses,
yeah,
right?
That's
nightgowns.
Right. One of the biggest takeaways is the goth business casual, or corporate goth, as I was finding when I looked this up. And it's a lot of really dark colors for work and a lot of dark makeup, dark hair. And if you Google corporate goth, I actually kind of like it. It's kind of a classy, cool look. So
we've had over
I'm
the
okay
years
with
various
that.
Employees who have maybe not gone to the nth degree with that, but they have done pseudo goth at work as much as they could get away with.
Yeah.
All black, sometimes
like
painting
it.
Stuff around their eyes.
It looks kind of professional. So, story out this morning talking about giving up full meals. Have you given up prepping full meals? You might fall into this group. 69% of Americans now prefer snacking throughout the day instead of eating full meals all at once. That's not good for us. That's a lot of calories and a lot of junk food.
Are you talking about it's not good for you to do the snacking all day?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure people are grabbing just junk to munch on all day.
Well, wasn't there the whole movement 20 years ago? They're like, eat six small meals a day rather than
three. I remember that. I do
remember that. That was all in vogue for a while. And I think the so-called experts now are saying this is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah. But it's like almost 70% of us now are just nibbling all day. And that could be a product of working from home because of COVID. You're just always there. The fridge is always there. The cupboard's always there. So you're just snacking all day long. So, all right, let's do our clickbait. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I've got a new dating hack made possible by the pandemic. Check out this video we posted. It's a woman over in the UK. She's gone viral after she used a fake COVID test to get out of a bad date. I guess she went to the bathroom in the middle of a date, had a friend text her a fake test result picture, I guess. Changed the name of her friend on her phone to, like, you know, COVID test results or whatever. And said, I think I'm infectious. We better end this date immediately. And I guarantee you she's probably not the only one that's been doing this. And people are probably doing it to get out of work, too. So, anyway, check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Strikes me as a little extreme. Can't you just say,
I don't like you.
I don't feel this. It's not from, no offense. I'm not feeling it.
Nope.